that develops in a committed relationship. From this perspective, it should come as no surprise that according to the Sex in America survey, 3 out of 4 married women say they always or usually reach climax during sex, compared to fewer than 2 out of 3 single women. In large part, the success of the married versus the unmarried comes from an understanding of each other's body and the knowledge of what works and what doesn't. In this sense, in a committed relationship, one experiences the joy of repetition. You are no longer focused on learning how to satisfy. You know how to satisfy. You don't need to think about it. In this loss of self-consciousness, you can trust your bodies to find their way to mutual pleasure, and in doing so, release yourselves to a pure state of sexual being. Kierkegaard wrote, "Hope is a charming maiden that slips through the fingers. Recollection is a beautiful old woman, but of no use at the instant. Repetition is a beloved wife of whom one never tires." Whether married or not, great sex often comes from the appreciation of repetition and the enjoyment of what you have. 45. Don't forget your epilogue. Almost every great work of dramatic art follows its climax with a return to order, a restoration of balance, and a sense of closure. Sometimes it's just a short scene, a single instant, a brief ride off into the sunset, but in that flash of a moment, we are left with a pervasive sense of calm and well-being, a comforting feeling that all is right with the world. In this sense, the experience is never really over. A great session of sex, oral or genital, is no different. After the hurly-burly and hullabaloo of the climax, the denouement of our respective orgasms, we need to establish a moment of calm, a period of rest, a settling of the ground beneath us. To put it bluntly, when all is said and done, don't just roll over or get up and head to the fridge. Just because you've both experienced your fill of orgasms doesn't mean the play process is over. Just as you put 15 minutes or more into foreplay, you need to put some quality time into more play. Don't get caught in the snuggle gap. Whether you hold each other and embrace, kiss and touch, or simply talk, more play is about staying connected. More play is not rolling over and going to sleep or jumping out of bed to make that important phone call. To borrow a phrase from the pioneering sexologist Theodore Vandeveld, it's in the moments subsequent to orgasm when a man proves whether or not he's an erotically civilized adult. Don't put a damper on an otherwise brilliant performance. An extra 15 minutes spent cuddling, snuggling, and whispering sweet nothings is the path to greatness, the road to the sexual big leagues, whereas coming and then going is a one-way ticket to Palookaville. Don't take this moment for granted. Stay focused and stay connected. Ride off into the sunset together and get ready for a brave new dawn. Part 3. Putting it all together. 46. The substance of style. Full of belief, sustained and elevated by the power of purpose, armed with the rules of grammar, you are ready for exposure, said the elements of style. As you venture forth into an amazing session of cunnilingus, thoroughly acquainted with her sexual anatomy, equipped with an understanding of her process of response, and versed in a range of techniques for stimulating her, remember, make sure she's amply aroused. Spend the time during foreplay to establish a strong foundation of sexual tension. Before you apply the first oral kiss, make sure you're both in positions that can be sustained comfortably throughout the entire process of sexual response. When applying your oral techniques, focus on stimulation rather than penetration. Apply gentle, rhythmic tongue strokes. Remember, all those sensitive nerve endings that contribute to her orgasm are right there at the tip of your tongue. Express the 3 assurances of cunnilingus persistently throughout your session. 1. Going down on her turns you on. You enjoy it as much as she does. 2. There's no rush. She has all the time in the world. You want to savor every moment. 3. Her scent is provocative, her taste intoxicating, it all emanates from the same beautiful essence. When using your fingers, don't probe and prod. Focus on fingertip pressure of key areas such as the clitoral cluster. Remember the virtues of the flat, still tongue. Stillness can be more effective than movement. Be confident, not cocky. A simple, modest approach is much more effective than a flashy one. Cunnilingus is not something you do to her, it's something you do with her. Let her move against you to create the friction she needs. As she approaches orgasm, maintain persistent clitoral contact. Keep her legs as close together as possible while still permitting access to her vulva. Stay calm, measured, and focused. Don't lose the process. Don't let her orgasm get away from you. As she's coming, embellish and extend the contractions of her orgasm with light tongue strokes. Always finish what you started. Cunnilingus is a complete process with a beginning, middle, and end. The experience isn't over just because she's had an orgasm. Whether you lead her to one orgasm or to many, return together to the pre-aroused state. Most important, your style begins and ends with who you are, rather than with what you do or how you show it. Just as no two women will respond in the same way to the techniques described in this book, no two men will apply them in quite the same way. 47. Routines, a cheat sheet. Here you will find a series of routines from beginner to advanced that integrate and unify many of the techniques described in each phase of core play. These routines were not designed to be committed to memory, but rather to demonstrate how the techniques can be put into action to create a seamless session of cunnilingus. When pulling it all together and implementing specific techniques, keep in mind the key elements you've learned that will guide your overall approach to composition. These elements of composition include the stimulation of the 10 key hotspots, clitoral head and hood, mons pubis, clitoral cluster, front commissure and clitoral shaft, frenulum, labia minora, vaginal entrance, the fourchette, perineum, the anus. Over the course of 6 key stages, the first kiss, establishing rhythm, developing tension, escalation, pre-orgasm, orgasm. Using 3 main actors, tongue, fingers, hands, and a variety of supporting actors, gums, penis, optional, sex toys and restraints, also optional. Also, in building your initial routines, focus on simple tongue strokes and experiment with using your tongue and fingers in combination. Most important, take a pleasure-oriented approach, not an orgasm-focused one, and observe what works and what doesn't. If you're in the intermediate phase, focus on getting your tongue and hands working together and stimulating all aspects of the clitoral network, including internal areas such as the clitoral cluster. Additionally, stay attuned to her process of response and embellish her orgasm. Develop the proficiency to lead her consistently to orgasm and make sure it's the result of comprehensive clitoral stimulation. If you're in the advanced phase, experiment with unique new approaches that push the envelope in terms of fusing technique and intuition. Additionally, lead her down the path of multiple orgasms and integrate a simultaneous one into your crescendo. When building your routines, let the key elements of composition guide your choices. In this way, the techniques you employ are sure to add up to a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts. 48. Routines, beginner to advanced. This is a basic beginner's routine that will familiarize the newcomer with fundamental tongue strokes. It will keep finger work to a bare minimum and encourage the observation of sexual response. Level, beginner. Stage 1, first kiss. Less than 1 minute. Tongue, low, slow tongue stroke, bottom to top, be as light and gentle as possible. Hand, both hands under buttocks, legs partially separated, firm grip. Stage 2, establishing rhythm, 3 to 5 minutes. Tongue, vertical halfway licks, 5 of them, followed by long tongue strokes that brush the clitoral head. Focus on labia and frenulum. Only brush clitoral head on full stroke, not halfway ones. Fingers, single finger, index, inserted partially into vaginal entrance. Hand, move one hand out from under butt in order to insert finger. Use one hand to get a firm grip and straddle both cheeks. Stage 3, developing tension. 5 to 10 minutes. Tongue. Alternate vertical strokes of the tongue with horizontal strokes. On vertical strokes, try to graze the bottom of the clitoral head without fully hitting it. Focus on brushing the head on horizontal strokes. For every 5 vertical, do 1 horizontal. Fingers. Maintain single finger in vaginal entrance. Focus on feeling pelvic muscles. Let your other fingers graze vulva and perineum. Hand. Maintain support. Stage 4. Escalation. 3 to 5 minutes. Tongue. Continue vertical and horizontal strokes. Integrate tongue press against clitoral head. Hold for 5 seconds. Fingers. Insert second finger into vaginal entrance. Press fingers against vaginal ceiling. Feel for clitoral cluster. Hand. As you support buttocks, straddling both cheeks, try to stimulate perineum with your thumb. Stage 5. Pre-orgasm. 3 to 5 minutes. Tongue. Press tongue into clitoral head. Focus on pressure. Slow down tongue stroke as you provide resistance. Let her move against your tongue. Fingers. With 2 fingers inserted, palm up, use your thumb to press against frenulum and provide requisite pressure. Keep fingers inside, but make sure that thumb against frenulum is your priority. Hand. Use your hand to support buttocks and maintain clitoral contact. Keep her in position. Make sure her legs are close together. You should feel her inner thighs press against your hand that is inserted in vaginal entrance. Stage 6. Orgasm. Less than 1 minute. Tongue. Focus on pressing your tongue into clitoral head. Feel her push against you. Maintain pressure. Observe orgasmic contractions and hold in position throughout. After contractions, lick clitoral head once lightly. She should recoil to touch. Fingers. Feel pelvic muscles throb against fingers. Focus on maintaining pressure with thumb against frenulum. Hand. Focus on maintaining position as she enters period of spasmodic orgasmic contractions. Use your hand to press up against buttocks and keep clitoral head aligned with tongue. Comments. Focus on observing the process of sexual response and learning how your tongue stimulates reaction. Remember to be gentle and slow with your tongue, and don't overstimulate the clitoral head too early in the process. Toward the end, remember to let her establish rhythm and move against you, and to focus on keeping her in position as you maintain direct clitoral contact through final orgasm. If need be, incorporate a vibrator into routine in lieu of fingers, and focus on tongue strokes. This next routine will largely maintain the tongue strokes of the last routine, but also focus on integrating fingers and gums more fully. Level, beginner. Stage 1, first kiss, less than 1 minute. Tongue. Low, slow tongue stroke, bottom to top. Be as light and gentle as possible. Fingers. With the hand you will use for finger work, press down on pubic mound and tighten vaginal entrance. Hand. Other hand under buttocks. Press thumb against perineum. Stage 2. Establishing rhythm. 3 to 5 minutes. Tongue. Vertical halfway licks, 5 of them, followed by long tongue strokes that brush the clitoral head. Focus on labia and frenulum. Only brush clitoral head on full stroke, not halfway ones. Fingers. Maintain pressure on pubic mound, keeping vaginal entrance tight and clitoral head more exposed to tongue strokes. Hand. With one hand under buttocks, continue to use your thumb to press against perineum. Stage 3. Developing tension. 5 to 10 minutes. Tongue. Alternate vertical strokes with horizontal strokes. On vertical strokes, try to just graze the bottom of the clitoral head without fully hitting it. Focus on brushing the head on horizontal strokes. For every 5 vertical, do 1 horizontal. Fingers. Single finger, index, inserted partially into vaginal entrance. As you apply tongue strokes, focus on moving your index finger in come-hither motion against vaginal floor, ceiling, and left and right wall. Also, focus on clasping clitoral cluster on vaginal ceiling for longer intervals as well as perineal tissue at vaginal floor. Hand. Maintain support and thumb press against perineum. Stage 4. Escalation. 3 to 5 minutes. Tongue. Press gum or upper lip into front commissure. Continue vertical and horizontal strokes. Finger. Insert second finger into vaginal entrance and continue to rotate come hither strokes. Clasp clitoral cluster and maintain firm hold. Rotate by clasping perineal tissue. Hand. As you support buttocks, straddling both cheeks, graze anal area with thumb. Stage 5. Pre-orgasm. 3 to 5 minutes. Tongue. Deepen gum or lip pressure against front commissure. Let her build friction. Focus tongue strokes more heavily on head or maintain strong tongue tip pressure against head. Finger. Maintain fingertip grasp of clitoral cluster. As you maintain contact with clitoral cluster and come hither clasp, use thumb to stimulate frenulum. Hand. Continue to provide support and stimulate anal area. Stage 6. Orgasm. Less than 1 minute. Tongue. Focus on pressing your tongue into clitoral head. Use gums as strong point of resistance to her movements. Finger. As you feel orgasmic contraction, maintain fingertip pressure against clitoral cluster and frenulum. Hand. Focus on maintaining position as she enters a period of spasmodic orgasmic contractions. Use your hand to press up against buttocks and keep clitoral head aligned with tongue. Comments. In this routine, focus on the pressure you are increasing with your gums and fingertips. Focus on understanding the balance between pressure and tongue strokes. This next routine will introduce more complex tongue strokes, as well as further integrate the use of fingers. We will also introduce anal stimulation. This is a baseline routine in that all major areas are now being fully stimulated. Level. Intermediate. Stage 1, first kiss, less than 1 minute. Tongue. Nibble your way through the first kiss. Spend time nibbling inner lips before nibbling clitoral head. Fingers. Clasp perineal tissue throughout first kiss. Index finger should be inside, thumb on outside. Hand. Support buttocks. Massage with fingertips. Stage 2. Establishing rhythm. 3 to 5 minutes. Tongue. Alternate vertical horizontal strokes. Introduce diagonal strokes. Fingers. Focus single finger on clitoral cluster. Massage the area behind frenulum with index finger as you press it from the outside with thumb. Hand. Press thumb against perineum. Stage 3. Developing tension. 5 to 10 minutes. Tongue. Gum press. Introduce new tongue stroke, a literary lick or rope-a-dope in which you alternate flat, still tongue with attack of gentle strokes against head. Fingers. Insert second finger into vaginal entrance. Maintain fingertip clasp against clitoral cluster, but raise tops of fingers so you are pressing into clitoral cluster against vaginal ceiling. Continue to stimulate frenulum with thumb. Hand. Maintain support and thumb press against perineum. Stage 4. Escalation. 3 to 5 minutes. Tongue. Continue routine from previous stage, but increase gum pressure. Try scraping front commissure on top of head with teeth. Press teeth against clitoral area. Fingers. Maintain proper come-hither clasp of key areas, frenulum and clitoral cluster. Hand. As you support buttocks with your hand, straddling both cheeks, graze anal area with thumb. Stage 5. Pre-orgasm. 3 to 5 minutes. Tongue. Deepen gum pressure. Focus on strokes that are more varied and less predictable in rhythm. Introduce an element of dissonance into the process. Fingers. As you maintain position, massage clitoral cluster without breaking fingertip contact. Hand. Insert tip of thumb into anus. Stage 6. Orgasm. Less than 1 minute. Tongue. Maintain deep gum pressure. As you feel orgasmic contractions, apply light tongue flourishes that spike the orgasm. Fingers. As you feel orgasmic contractions, maintain pressure with fingertip against clitoral cluster and thumb tip against frenulum. Hand. Focus on keeping legs together, supporting clitoral contact, and maintaining tip of thumb in anus. Observe contractions of sphincter in addition to pelvic floor muscles. Comments. In this routine, you are integrating all major components. In particular, your fingers are stimulating the clitoral cluster and the frenulum with one hand and the anus with the thumb of the other. You are also varying tongue strokes and introducing a dash of unpredictability into the rhythm that teases and heightens the process. During orgasm, in addition to maintaining firm pressure throughout, you are also spiking the process with light tongue flourishes. This routine continues to build on the baseline techniques described in Routine 3. Level, intermediate. Stage 1, first kiss, less than 1 minute. Tongue. Nibble your way through the first kiss. Spend time nibbling inner lips before nibbling clitoral head, or return to long, slow lick. Fingers. Clasp perineal tissue throughout first kiss. Index finger should be inside, thumb on outside. Hand. Support buttocks. Massage with fingertips. Stage 2. Establishing rhythm. 3 to 5 minutes. Tongue. Alternate vertical horizontal strokes. Introduce diagonal strokes. Fingers. Use index finger and thumb to clasp perineum, the perineal clasp. Hand. Turn her over onto her side and spread legs as though she's doing a semi-split. Stage 3. Developing tension. 5 to 10 minutes. Tongue. With her on side and legs in semi-split position, focus on internal licks. Start inside with tongue against frenulum and work your tongue from inside out with strokes that start inside and then end on clitoral head. Fingers. Insert second finger and maintain strong perineal clasp. Hand. As she maintains semi-split position on side, insert thumb tip into anus. Stage 4. Escalation. 3 to 5 minutes. Tongue. Return to standard position and gum press. Try scraping front commissure and top of head with teeth. Press teeth against clitoral area. Fingers. Maintain proper come-hither clasp against frenulum and clitoral cluster. Hand. As you support buttocks, straddling both cheeks, graze anal area with thumb. Stage 5. Pre-orgasm. 3 to 5 minutes. Tongue. Deepen gum pressure. Focus on strokes that are more varied and less predictable in rhythm. Introduce an element of spontaneity into the process. Fingers. Insert third finger wide in vaginal entrance. As you maintain position, massage clitoral cluster without breaking fingertip contact. Or use under and up technique to snake arm through leg and insert middle and fourth finger. Let her tap frenulum against index finger. Hand. Insert tip of thumb into anus. Stage 6. Orgasm. Less than 1 minute. Tongue. Maintain deep gum pressure. As you feel orgasmic contractions, apply light tongue flourishes that spike the orgasm. Fingers. As you feel orgasmic contractions, maintain fingertip pressure against clitoral cluster as well as thumb tip pressure against frenulum. Or if you are doing under and up position, increase the pressure of your index finger as you tap against frenulum. Hand. Focus on keeping legs together, supporting clitoral contact, and maintaining tip of thumb in anus, massage anus as she experiences orgasm, and slowly remove during contractions. Comments. In this routine, we varied her position in the developing tension phase, which allowed us to lick the area of the clitoral cluster. We returned to the baseline routine, but we inserted a third finger and also proposed an under and up alternative to the standard come hither clasp. We also massaged the anal area as she experienced orgasm. Advanced routines. Once you have mastered the baseline routine of the intermediate phase, as well as the modifications of routine 4, it's time to improvise, create your own routines, discover new techniques, and pursue innovative approaches that require a high degree of proficiency and awareness. Routine 5, the tease. This is an approach that focuses almost exclusively on tongue strokes and the stimulation of the visible parts of the clitoral network. In short, no finger work. Additionally, the tongue strokes employed on the surface of the vulva should be as light and gentle as possible. In this manner, you will ever so slowly tease her to orgasm, and when it comes, it will be sharp and light without the fullness that results when internal parts of the clitoris are manually stimulated as well. During the process, do not insert a single finger inside her, and use your hands to vary her position and the angle of her vulva to your tongue. Push up her legs with both of your hands and prop her up on her butt or raise a single leg. Position her on her side in a semi-split position and use your tongue to graze the inside of her vaginal ceiling and clitoral cluster. But in general, stick to the surface. Get as close to licking her as possible without actually licking her, and then graze the clitoral head. Use your thumbs to part her outer lips and fully reveal the clitoral head and hood, and then skim the area with your tongue. This approach will prove excruciatingly tantalizing. Intersperse your light tongue strokes with a still flat tongue that she can move against, but don't provide her with the friction or resistance that would generally come as a result of applying your fingers and gum. Once she enters the pre-orgasm phase, and it may take a while, bring her legs together as close as possible while still having access to her vulva and place your hand under her butt. With your free hand, press up on her pubic mound and tighten her vaginal entrance. Continue to apply light strokes against the head until she comes. Routine 6, the Tao of Cunnilingus. In general, Taoist sex practices are designed for genital intercourse and emphasize a few key principles: postponement of male gratification and the importance of female satisfaction, regulation and conservation of male ejaculation, you don't orgasm every time you have sex, and the understanding that an orgasm is not the same as ejaculation. This last point is more relevant to men in that it encourages recognizing when you're on the verge of orgasm and then pulling back. When you hear someone talk about male multiple orgasms and going all night without cessation, this is generally what's meant: going to the verge repeatedly and pulling back as opposed to ejaculating. Because women have a true capacity for multiple orgasms, the distinction between the pre-orgasm and orgasm phase, as well as the emphasis on pulling back from the verge, is less important. However, you can heighten the experience of her orgasm by prolonging the period spent in the pre-orgasm phase, but make sure you are confident in your ability to bring her to orgasm in the first place before you focus on delaying the process. In the Tao of Cunnilingus, the man focuses on keeping the woman in the pre-orgasm phase as long as possible, getting her close to orgasmic contractions without triggering them. Prior to her entering the pre-orgasm phase, consider playing with some light restraint. Although it's by no means required, this element will definitely add some fun and excitement to the proceedings and is very much in keeping with the spirit of this routine. Once you recognize that she's entered the pre-orgasm phase and is on the verge of orgasmic contractions, reduce the pressure on her clitoris and slow down. Cease your tongue strokes altogether. Remove your mouth completely from her vulva for 3 to 5 seconds and then return to applying firm pressure. You can maintain your come-hither clasp against her clitoral cluster, but reduce the pressure. After the pause of tongue strokes, bring her back to the verge of orgasm and then once again reduce the pressure. Get her as close to orgasmic contractions as you can before pulling back. In fact, you can even bring her to her first contraction and then pull back. She won't lose the orgasm, but it may erupt from her when you return a few seconds later with your tongue strokes. When you're ready to let her come, apply a deep, firm gum press and hard tongue strokes in combination with your come-hither clasp. Additionally, you can get in on the fun by bringing yourself close to orgasm by rubbing against her leg and then pulling back at the same time. Note, this is also a great way of developing stamina and discipline if you suffer from premature ejaculation. By rubbing against her leg, you have more control of the process and can take yourself closer to orgasm without actually ejaculating. Conclusion. There's a poignant scene in the film version of Milan Kundera's book, The Unbearable Lightness of Being. Tomas and Teresa, a young married couple, are living in Prague at the start of the oppressive Soviet occupation of the 1960s. Tomas has always been an avid womanizer, and even in marriage is unable to relinquish his erotic adventures with other women. He lives lightly and freely, but his marriage is shallow and empty. Teresa is imprisoned by the heaviness of her love for Tomas, tortured by his lightness. The couple takes advantage of an opportunity to emigrate to Geneva, thinking it might provide them with a fresh start, but Tomas, much to Teresa's disappointment, continues his life of ardent philandering. One day, unable to bear it any longer, Teresa impulsively leaves him and returns alone to doomed Prague. Only after she's left does Tomas finally realize that his life is empty without Teresa. So he makes a difficult decision to return to Prague, where he'll live in perpetual poverty, never again to work as a surgeon, never again to know freedom of speech or liberty of choice. In short, he accepts the inherent heaviness of life. We follow Tomas as he crosses the border into Czechoslovakia. We watch as he hands over his passport permanently to the border guard. Back in Prague, Tomas returns to his old, dark, shabby apartment where Teresa lies sleeping. She wakes up and can't believe her eyes. They embrace with tears in their eyes, and that night they make love for the first time. Of course they've had sex countless times, but this is the first time they are truly making love. Their bond to each other finally has a sacramental element, born of Tomas's sacrifice to be with her, consummated in the heaviness of their true love for each other. As Kundera explains, the title, The Unbearable Lightness of Being, comes from a meditation on the philosophy of Nietzsche, who said that we should live every moment of our lives as though we were sentenced to repeat it over and over, forever and ever, for all eternity. We should live each moment as though we were creating an eternal, unchangeable work of art. Easier said than done. We can't live every moment as though it were eternally indelible. It's simply too hard and would make life much too heavy. So instead, we attempt to escape and live with a sense of lightness. We postpone our goals, we get into ruts, we distract ourselves with trivialities, but deep down, we know that we could be living life more fully according to our potential. Lightness is undermined by a sense of heaviness, hence the unbearable lightness of being. For all of his sexual adventures and numerous lovers, it takes Tomas years before he is finally able to make love. He is only able to do so by turning his back on the lightness of meaningless affairs and embracing the heaviness of a committed relationship. We may not be able to live each moment as though we were going to repeat it over and over for all eternity, but we can make love that way. We can kiss our beloved, knowing that we want that kiss, like a pebble cast into a still lake, to ripple and undulate for all eternity. Like Tomas, returning to Teresa's embrace, we can make love totally and indelibly, with all the heaviness and substance of our being. As George Bernard Shaw wrote, "When you loved me, I gave you the whole sun and stars to play with. I gave you eternity in a single moment, strength of the mountains in one clasp of your arms, and the volume of all the seas in one impulse of your soul. When she comes first, she comes forever."
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.